The Mind Aware 471.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I can't wait to talk about today's subject because I actually had just a little kind of like mini epiphany on this yesterday. And so it's so weird that like this is the topic because it is about attracting clients, attracting people to your sandbox, attracting people so you book them. You know what I used to hate about traditional sales? I don't know about you, but it always felt like you were chasing people. It always felt like you were having to like reel them in or hook them in or get them on the line and overcome objections and convince them to do stuff. And so it's kind of cool that we live in this era now of attraction marketing, which really means just like stand up and speak your message and people will find you. You'll attract them into your tribe. I have a thing I like to call influencer attraction marketing. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today because this is kind of a little epiphany I had yesterday. So how do you attract clients to your tribe? So let's back up and think about over your life, how have you attracted anybody in your life? Maybe you have a relationship that you love. You have friends that you love. You have a social circle. Maybe you have a community that you've been involved in and there are certain people there that you really connect with. So how does that happen? Just like in regular life, let's think about it. You see somebody, you have a chat, you talk with them and you think like, hey, you're kind of cool. We have a lot in common. Let's go have coffee, right? Let's go do something. Let's hang out. Let's get together again. I can't wait to see you again. This was really fun. Right? These are the kinds of conversations we have when we meet friends for the first time that become future friends or love partners who become long-time, lifetime commitments. Well, guess what? It's like the exact same process as an influencer and as an attraction marketer. You get out into your world, your vehicle. So what's your vehicle for marketing? Pick your favorite. Blogging, live streaming, podcasting, Instagram, graphics, whatever your favorite method is for getting out in the world and being you. Maybe it's being interviewed. Maybe it's interviewing others. So let's just assume it's live streaming since that's how I do the show. So you get out into the world and you offer free value. So you speak your truth. Speak whatever it is that you know to be true. And I'm going to give you a little hint on how to even spice this up, but we're going to get to that. So whatever it is, let's say you're a money coach and your thing that you know to be true is that you should track your money and budget your money. And so get out there and talk about it. You should keep track of your money. You should write everything down. Here's how I suggest to do this. Here are ways to remember to do this. Here's why it's important. Yada, 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 yada. Right? So here's the kind of added bonus secret sauce that I had the epiphany about yesterday. What I realized is, how else can you attract somebody except, and this is whether it's a love relationship or a friendship or whatever, but how else can you attract somebody except to be authentically you, the real you, your real beliefs, even if they're provocative, even if they're things that people aren't going to agree with, and in fact, even better if they don't agree with them. Because here is the piece that I kind of clicked into place for me yesterday. Here's our formula for this show, and you probably already have caught this, and here's our formula for anything we do out in marketing. We holler out the pain. So in this case, today's pain was, hey, do you want to attract people to your tribe? Like, are you tired of chasing people? Ugh, I hate chasing people. Are you tired of it? Come on. So now you got everybody's attention. So they come in and they say, what's she talking about? Now, here's what I normally do on the show. I get in and we talk about it and I go, yeah, don't you hate chasing people? And I always hated chasing people. And then usually, somewhere early in the show, I will remind everybody, action is not what builds your business. It's your mindset that builds your business. Something kind of really different or really unusual from what you hear in the normal world. Most of the world is telling you work harder, hustle, la la la. The thing that makes us unique in this sandbox is we say mindset, mindset, mindset. So here's what happens when I do that. The people who show up to watch this show, right when I say what I really believe, what I really think, which is that action and hustle is a bunch of BS, half of the people go away. But the half that stay are the people who are committed to this idea and who become committed to the sandbox and to me and to Train Your Brain and all that good stuff. So, looping back around, this is why it's absolutely essential to speak your truth and speak it loudly and speak it clearly. If you're not attracting the kind of people that you want to your sandbox, I would challenge you and say that you're not speaking your truth and especially your radical truth loudly enough. Because when you're speaking exactly what you think and you're being very clear, you've got clarity on who you are and what you believe and what you know that works, and the more you speak about it, you're not only going to attract the people that you want, you're going to repel the people you don't want. And you know what the added bonus is of that? Suddenly, you create a tribe of people who think alike. When people hear that idea and come into the sandbox, action doesn't build your business, it's your mindset that builds your business, half of the people that go away, they don't muddy up the sandbox. It actually made sense, didn't it? The sandbox doesn't get muddy. Instead, it stays sand. So we all are of like mind. If you're hanging out here and if you're part of the Train Your Brain world, you're of a like mind with the rest of the people who are here. So now you can see that when you are your authentic self and you're speaking your truth, you end up with a group of people who actually also like each other. They want to hang out too. Have you ever had the experience of when you have a friend that you've been hanging out with and then you introduce them to another friend and then they become friends and it's like, oh yeah, of course you all would like each other because we all have similar things in common. So it makes sense that we would all hang out together and we'd have fun. Well, that's what it's like when you're honest and are the full radical you, warts and all. We have a saying in the celebrity formula, we talk about let your freak flag fly. I couldn't stress it enough. Let your freak flag fly, because when you do that, when you are so willing to be authentically you, you attract the right person to your tribe. Now, here's what happens, and here's the bonus of this, because what we're really talking about is attracting people so that you can build a business. You want to be able to make sales and make offers. Well, imagine what it feels like when you're out and you're talking about the things you know to be true for helping the person. So let's go back to our money coach. And I stand up and I'm the money coach and I say, hey, you know, are you spending too much? What's the pain, right? Are you spending too much? Are you having a hard time staying within your budget? So now they get in and you say, well, you got to write down what you're spending every day. Half of the people go away. The half that are there, they're so bought into you, you don't have to sell them anymore. They all are hanging out and they're bought into your message and they want to hear your message so much that there's no chasing and there's no needing to sell them anymore. Now they're just like, what else can I learn? What else can I have? What's the next level? How can I get deeper into this? I love these philosophies. I love the way this community thinks. I love the ideas that are happening here. What's the next thing I can learn? So now you just say, here's an opportunity. Here's what's happening. And people just buy. But literally, that's exactly how it works. That is influencer attraction marketing. When you are so authentically you, when you are so original, when you are, because nobody else can be you, right? You're the only one that can be you. Well, when you're so fully you, when you're letting your freak flag fly and you're the biggest, best you you can be, speaking your truth, they can't get that from anybody else. They can't buy that from anybody except you. You're the only person that has you to offer for programs or services or coaching. Nobody else can be you. Okay, I want to take a quick break because for those of you that don't know, we are here live on Facebook. I'm here usually every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, but sometimes I show up other times. And it's kind of fun because we have a live studio audience, so we get to hang out and chat a little bit. If you want to know when I go live, just go to danaupdate.com. And if you haven't been over there recently, head over to danaclass.com because I got a special surprise, and it's free. DanaClass.com. I'll be back in 96 seconds right here.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word wall poster, all together with no spaces, and we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Dana Wild here. You know, we've been talking about how to attract the right person, and I made the parallel of, like, how did you attract anybody? Or how does a friend attract you, right? You see the friend, and you're like, yeah, you're kind of cool. Let's hang out, right? So I was making the point that the best thing you can do to attract a tribe of people is to be authentically you, to be as much you as you can. And that includes warts and all. You know, if you have things that you consider imperfect isn't the right word, but things that, you know, are negative traits that the world might consider negative, but that you've just embraced. So it might be like, I'm disorganized, or I'm anal retentive, or I'm always late to things, or whatever it is. Be free with that stuff. Talk about your quote unquote warts, because it makes you human and people want to connect with you. They want to feel like it's the real you. And let's say you have a truth that's controversial. And I don't know about you, but it's taken me a long time, and I'm sure I've got a long way to go yet, to really be able to say what I really think. Because there's always that part of me, you know, it's that external validation, and there's that part of me of like, oh, I'm going to hurt some people's feelings, or I'm going to make other people mad, or somebody might not like it. And we don't like rejection. Who likes rejection? A most average person doesn't like to be rejected. For me, what's really, really helped is to, first of all, make a decision for myself that I don't want to see the world as judgmental. I want to see the world as open and accepting, and that I can speak my truth and some people will like it and some people won't, but it doesn't have to be a big old feel bad or a judgment about me. Because in order for me to feel rejected, then I have to feel like all other people are judgmental. And think of kind of how arrogant that is. It's like, I'm cool and I'm not judgmental, but all of them are so judgmental that they're rejecting me because they're kind of like those type of people. Well, I don't like to see the world that way. I like to see the world as open and free, and where it's okay to have different opinions. And some people may not agree with them. It may not be their cup of tea. Some people don't like skydiving. Some people don't like beer. Some people don't like broccoli. You know, we all have different opinions, and that's okay. And so being able to give yourself a little soothing conversation, a little rant, a little positive talk about going public and going out in a bigger way, some of the phrases I like are phrases like, I'm safe. and I'm getting this, and I'm speaking my truth more and more every day, and I'm getting more clarity every day, and I'm starting to understand who I am and what my message is more and more every day, and I like testing the waters, and I like speaking with people of like minds, and in order to speak with people of like minds, I have to speak what I know to be true. And I know the best way I can help people is to talk about the things I've learned along the way. And it's feeling safer and safer to do that. And I'm feeling more like myself. And I'm open to the good people who are coming into this sandbox. And I love that I'm getting more comfortable with this message. And I love that I'm getting more clarity with this message. And it's getting easier for me to do it. And I'm safe. Right? Continue to like reiterate in your mind and train your brain. Think those thoughts that help your heart rate go down a little bit so you're not freaked out about doing it, and take those baby steps. If you listen to interviews that I did 4 and 5 years ago, you would swear it's a completely different person, because that person was still taking baby steps. And I hope, and I'm sure of it, that 5 years from now, I will have grown even more. And so that's it. Put your toe in the water. Do the best you can, take those baby steps, and get more and more clarity, and find your truth. And one of the things I like to do for this particular exercise is just take a piece of paper, and write at the top, I know these things to be true. And then fill out whatever you know, and you'll start to see that, yeah, you've got some beliefs. You know, if you're a weight loss coach, maybe you've got some beliefs that you should drink 8 glasses of water a day. Money coaches, you might be tracking money, but you might be a money coach who says it's about mindset. If you are a Reiki practitioner, you have certain beliefs about the healing modality and how it will help people. If you are selling a physical product, you know what that physical product can do, and you have certain beliefs and ideas about it. So be willing to take those baby steps and be your authentic self and be as fully you as you can be, because the more fully you are, the more like-minded people you'll attract to your sandbox and to your message. And so, in short, let your freak flag fly. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?